You know how many passwords I have stored where I save them? 94. I counted them for fun and then I counted again just to make sure, and yep, 94. To me, that's a lot, but there are others who have even more. It seems we need passwords for everything nowadays. We are always warned that the best passwords are long, unique, and hard to guess. Use a combination of uppercase and lowercase letters, numbers, and symbols, and never use the same password across multiple accounts, though many do. And when they say it must be a minimum of 8 characters, they mean a minimum. Now, I can't possibly remember 94 different passwords, and I don't know of a human who could. However, we're told there may be good news on the horizon. A story caught my eye titled, "A World Without Passwords is in Sight." Of course, when I go to read it, a box pops up telling me the story was for members only of this particular news feed, and that's another challenge worth talking about on a different day. But if you look, you'll find other stories on the same subject without pop-ups. I read where instead of passwords, you can use pass keys, which are generated codes that let you log in using a PIN, face recognition, or fingerprint. Apparently, Google, Microsoft, and Apple all have resources on how to create pass keys. They say passwords won't completely go away, but pass keys are a promising alternative that can help improve security and reduce the risk of data breaches. When I have a minute, I think I'll try using a passkey on an account or two and see how they work. Experts recommend changing just a few at first anyway. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.